Gosh, the young black bear is stunned. I get another chance to attack and do so, taking the bear down to a quarter. I try to rush it again, but the ability is on cooldown now. My heart jumps into my throat as the bear rears up to attack again. I'm not going to survive another hit. I manage to attack at the same time and receive a walloping slam as my sword hits. You defeated the young black bear. You gain 150 experience points. You find a hunk of bear meat. You find a hunk of bear meat. I killed it! My heart is pumping with adrenaline. I can't believe I survived. I've never felt so alive in the game before. My XP bar gets a healthy jump, but then I look at my health. 2 of 42 HP. Down to 2 HP? Man, that was too close. If it wasn't for the armor and the couple extra hit points I'd gotten from leveling, I would have died for sure. That reminds me. I still haven't spent my bonus attribute points yet. I bring up my stats. Reese. Class, Warrior. Level, 3. Strength, 6. Dexterity, 4. Agility, 4. Intelligence, 4. Mind, 6. Vitality, 8. HP, 2 of 42. Stamina, 2 of 28. TP, 10 of 15. Wow, I was nearly out of stamina too. But I have 10 bonus points to spend. I forgot I had some left over from leveling as miner that I still haven't placed. Decision time. Valhelena said to pump them all into agility and dex, but man, a few more HP and stamina would be great too. Maybe I should throw in a point of vitality or two. Or some more strength, so I can hit harder and kill faster. But Val hasn't steered me wrong yet. Latest development with Gilly being no exception. I dump 6 points into agility to bring it up to 10, since she mentioned there was some kind of threshold there, and put the remaining 4 into dex to bring it up to 8. After I spend the points, I'm not really sure if my performance has increased or not. But there is one surefire way to find out. I rest up to full health and spot another young black bear. I run in and attack, feeling my blade move quicker in my hand. Like the water resistance is now gone. I strike for the same quarter damage again, and then use rush to stun its next attack. I attack again, taking it down to 50% health. And then again, taking it to 25%. The bear finally gets an attack off and does a huge half a health bar worth of claw damage. I attack right after though, and the bear is dead. You defeated the young black bear. You gain 150 experience points. Kill chain times 1. You gain 75 bonus experience points. Congratulations, you have unlocked a kill chain. When 2 monsters of higher level are defeated within 1 minute of each other, a kill chain will occur, resulting in a 50% experience point bonus. The kill chain can continue indefinitely, but the time limit for each successive chain will be reduced by 10 seconds. Wow, cool. So there's a reward for killing things fast? And I was definitely able to kill that bear faster with the higher agility. I guess doing more hits with the same damage can be just as effective as doing more damage with the same number of hits. I'm starting to see the logic for investing in agility. I hear clapping from behind me and look over to see Gilly giving me applause. Not bad, Mr. Level 3. And the duds aren't bad either. I grin at her as I approach. Thanks. I could say the same about you, I think. She switched to a mage class and is wearing a simple white robe that stops just above her knees. She has a small wooden wand in her hand, and on her legs are a pair of white leggings. On her feet are some pink bunny slippers, I laugh. She laughs as well and does a spin for me. Awesome noob gear, huh? I went Celestial Mage, since the best duo teams seem to be melee and healer. I send her a party request, and she joins. Gilly, level 1 Celestial Mage. HP, 18 of 18. Stamina, 20 of 20. TP, 35 of 35. Whoa, nice hit points, I joke. I know, right? She laughs some more. And this is with my bonus vitality points from Miner. You better not let me get hit. Never. Okay, she says. So I did some research, found this great page with a speed leveling guide. The best dungeon to hit is a place called the Murky Swamps. It's a level 15 dungeon. 15? Yikes. You sure we can survive in there? If we're around level 5 or 6, it says we can. Come on, we can level on the way. Let's try one of those bears as practice. Okay, I say. We venture through the forest a bit until we find one. Ready? I ask. Yuppers! I laugh. Man, she's so cute. I charge the bear and take it down much like before, using rush to block its first attack. I still take nearly half my health in damage on its second hit, however. But Gilly is able to heal me up by swishing her little wand and casting a spell. Gilly casts Heal. You recover plus 25 HP. It's enough to take me back up to full, and I finish off the bear taking no further damage. You defeated the young black bear. You gain 75 experience points. Wow, Gilly says. I nearly leveled just from that. Let's kill another one. The excitement in her voice spurs me on, and I quickly find another black bear. We take it down just as easily. You defeated the young black bear. You gain 75 experience points. Kill chain times one. You gain 37 bonus experience points. A burst of light engulfs Gilly, and the words, level up, appear above her head. Awesome, she says. We got a kill chain. Quick, find some more. I laugh at her enthusiasm as we venture deeper into the forest. We spend about an hour making our way through the Westwood Forest, which eventually shifts into the murky woods. It gets darker as we transition from one to the other. The trees grow more densely together and become covered in creepy-looking vines. I hit level 4 and dump the bonus point into agility. I'll spend my next level's points in dexterity to bring that up to 10 as well. I'm almost level 5, and Gilly level 3 by the time we reach the murky swamps. Dead trees and stumps poke out of the dark water, covered in moss and choked with tall reeds. It feels like nighttime already, as thick, dark clouds blanket the sky, blotting out the sun. The air has a chill and a slight mist to it, making it hard to see more than 100 feet or so. In the semi-darkness beyond, I can see huge shadows lumbering slowly through the swamp. I don't like the feel of this. The dungeon is in there? I ask. It is the dungeon, Gilly says, and then points ahead of her. Look, those are the NPCs we need to talk to enter. She runs ahead of me to where an old man and woman peer into the darkness with a lantern. They straighten as they see us and plaster bright, hopeful expressions onto their dirt-covered faces.
Oh, kind strangers, can you please help us?
The woman says.
Our granddaughter Sarah was lured into the swamp by a dark spirit. Will you, I pray, look for her? My husband and I are both too frail to venture further than this.
You have been offered a quest. Swamping for Sarah. Recommended level 15. Venture into the murky swamp and bring Sarah back alive. Bonus. Destroy the dark spirit to prevent any more children from falling prey to the swamp. Typical fantasy quest plot, I suppose. Sure, I say, and the game interprets that as me accepting the quest. You have received a new quest. You will receive bonus experience points and items upon completion.
You must be careful in there, the old man says. Many powerful creatures roam the swamps. If you get into trouble, you can always come back here, where it's safe.
Would you like to set your respawn point to this location?
Sounds like a good idea, Gilly says, and we both set our home points. At least if we die, we won't have too far to run to get our tombstones.
I nod, and we start our way into the swamp. Tepid water soaks through my boots as we step into the muddy, foot-high water. I have a feeling this will become a problem if we ever have to run from something. The game soon confirms it by placing a restricted movement debuff on my HUD.
Aw, man, my slippers!
Gilly whines as she steps into the swamp behind me. That gives me a chuckle. So, besides being level 15 and spooky as heck, what's so special about this dungeon that makes it great for leveling?
Those, Gilly says, and points ahead of me.
I strain to make out what she's pointing at, but soon see one of those lumbering shadows again. This time I'm close enough to see it for what it truly is. It's humanoid, and about as tall as Valhelena, but where she has muscle, this thing has fat. It has a pig-like face, complete with a set of tusks that protrude from its fat cheeks. Its skin is green and looks to be falling off in places, and across its body are deep wounds and cuts.
Then I see its eyes and my skin grows cold. They're dead and lifeless, milky white and glazed over. As it lumbers closer to us, I pull up its stats. Undead Orc Warrior, level 13. This once fearsome creature was slain, but has been raised from death to serve a new master. Affinity, dark.
Zombie orcs? I shoot Gilly a stare. And it's level 13. They're supposed to be really slow and easy to dodge. Plus, they don't have a lot of hit points. They're spaced out in here, too, so we can face them one at a time.
I brace myself.
Okay, but be ready with that heal spell.
Oh, wait, Gilly says. A scroll appears in her hand.
I forgot I can use this now that I'm level 3.
Gilly uses a scroll of minor favor of the goddess. The scroll disappears from her hand as she reads it. Then she closes her eyes and casts the spell. Golden light envelops us, and our max HP and stamina both increase a little.
Nice! I remember Valhelena using that spell on me before.
Yeah, Gilly says, somewhat icily. I guess she would have it as a paladin. Apparently Gilly still has something against Valhelena, even after I explained everything. I try not to let the subject linger. I feel much better going into the battle with that on. I wait for my new maxes to top up, and then charge at the foul-looking beast. I chop into its flank with a nice, solid-feeling whack from my short sword, but remove only a tenth of its HP bar. Oh, crap. I'm in for a fight now. The monster roars and regards me with its white, lifeless eyes. It takes a swing with its meaty fists. I try to move out of the way, but the sloshing water hinders me some. I take a clobbering, losing more than a third of my HP. Without Gilly's spell, I'm sure it would have been half. I recover and get in two more hits before it punches again. I ram into the orc with my shoulder, stunning it for another two easy hits, taking it down to half its HP, and get a skill up in the process. Okay, maybe we can do this. The orc lashes out with a double attack that busts me down to just a sliver of health.
Reese!
Gilly shouts, and frantically begins casting. Gilly casts heal. You recover plus 25 HP. Gilly casts heal. You recover plus 25 HP. Gilly casts heal. You recover plus 25 HP. I'm back up to full and get another chop in, but it's not looking at me anymore. It charges at Gilly, and she screams in fright.
Reese, help!
Gilly! I try to jump in front of her, but the orc is too fast. You fail to rescue Gilly. Your rescue skill increases by 0.5. The zombie flattens her in one hit, and I hear Gilly's horrid death cry.
No!
I shout, and attack in revenge, whacking it in the back. Critical hit. Your sword skill increases by 0.5. Skill up. Your sword skill is now 7. The orc backhands me as it turns about, taking another huge chunk of my life. My health bar is down to about a quarter now. We trade blows for the next hit until we're both down to 10% health. I wait for it to attack again, then hit the orc with rush, stunning it with my shoulder tackle. With two quick swipes of my sword, the zombie orc lets out a moan and falls face first into the swamp with a mighty splash. You defeated the undead orc warrior. You gain 1,200 experience points. You find a small wooden shield. You find a bronze beast coin. Congratulations, you have gained a level. You are now level 5. You have gained 2 attribute points. You learn the ability War Cry. War Cry. Release a savage war cry to draw the attention of your enemies. Activation, 0.2 seconds. Cooldown, 5 seconds. Cost, 5 TP. Congratulations, you have gained a level. You are now level 6. You have gained 1 attribute point.
Whoa! 2 levels?
Double grats,
Gilly says, still face down in the water. I laugh.
Thanks. Sorry you died, though. You didn't get any XP.
It's okay. I'll be right back.
She disappears, replaced by a tombstone, and then comes running back into the swamp a few minutes later, in nothing but her underwear.
Don't peek,
she jokes.
This is only our first date.
I laugh again, but can't stop looking at her avatar. She's clad in nothing but frilly white undergarments which complement her fit physique. She gathers her stuff and is
much to my disappointment, soon back in her dumpy noob gear again. I think I just got something that will prevent that from happening again, I say.
Good,
she says, because we won't get far if I die on every monster. I equip the shield and check it out. A small wooden shield, plus one armor. Light and small, it doesn't offer much protection, but it's better than nothing.
Nice,
Gilly says when she sees it appear on my arm. She recasts Minor Favor, and then we're off looking for another orc. A few minutes later, we find one milling about near a huge hollowed-out log.
Hey, you!
I shout, activating Warcry. The orc turns swiftly toward me, lets out a groan, and charges me like a bull.
Oh, jeez!
I raise my shield against its first hit.
Congratulations! You have unlocked Block.
Your block skill increases by 0.2. The extra defense from the shield does little difference, though. I take nearly the same amount of damage as without it. I'll need a better shield if I'm going to be doing that. But then I strike back with a swiftness I don't expect.
Congratulations! You have unlocked Retaliation Strike.
Retaliation Strike. Perform an attack with extra damage after a successful block or parry.
Nice!
My hit took about 15% off the orc's health. I stun its next attack with Rush, and then chop it down with a couple more swings before it gets a good hit in on me. Gilly tops me up with heal, and I use Warcry again to keep its attention.
Eyes on me, ugly!
The orc stays glued to me, even through another heal, and after a few more hits, the beast finally crashes into the marsh.
You defeated the undead orc warrior. You gain 600 experience points. Gilly gains a level. Gilly gains a level.
Whoa! Double grats to you too, I tell her.
Thanks, she beams. Let's keep this going.
We do, venturing deeper into the marsh. We take down another 4 undead orcs, and even manage to get a kill chain on the last two. Gilly hits level 7, and I reach level 9. At level 5, Gilly learns a new spell called Regeneration that slowly recovers my HP over time, about 2 HP a second. It really helps speed up our kills, as there's less rest time between each fight. We're battling our 5th zombie orc and have it down to about half health when a scream rings out.
Help! Please, help me!
I look over to see a tall elf in nothing but his boxers running full tilt through the marsh, or as fast as the water will let him run anyway. Right behind him is an orc with a spear. The creature jabs it into him every few steps.
Frederick requests to join your party. Do you wish to accept? Y. N.
I hit yes, and his stats appear in the party list.
Frederick, level 8 archer. Weakened.
HP, 12 of 39. Stamina, 17 of 30. TP, 25 of 25.
Jeez, he's about to die!
I use Warcry on the orc that's chasing him. The huge beast stops giving chase and charges toward me. And then the one I'm already fighting knocks me down to under half health.
Uh-oh.
I raise my shield to block a spear attack from the second orc and fail.
Critical hit. You take minus 40 damage.
I check my HP bar. 18 of 112 HP. I'm about to die from a punch from the first orc when Gilly throws me a double heal, bringing me back to 50%.
Reese, what are you thinking?
Gilly cries.
We can't fight two of these at once.
I wasn't thinking, I admit freely. But I couldn't just let the guy die. The guy in question reappears and runs right past us.
Thanks, guys!
What the heck?
Where's he going? What a jerk,
Gilly says as she throws another heal.
Just pay attention. Make sure you don't die.
I need to focus, get one of these things killed, and quick. I stun the orc with the spear, and then take the first orc down to a quarter health with 2 chops from my sword. I raise my shield to block its attack and get lucky.
You block the attack. Your block skill increases by 0.3.
I hit the orc with a retaliation strike and kill it, but the spear orc gets another good jab at me, taking me down to 20% health. Meanwhile, its health bar is still at full. Gilly gives me another heal, but I'm only back to half.
I'm out of TP, she cries. That was my last heal.
Oh, man. I get 2 hits in and bring the orc to 80% health before it thrusts its spear toward me. I raise my shield at the last minute and return a retaliation strike. I take damage, though, and I almost don't want to look at my HP. It's just a sliver now, flashing an angry red. I go for another hit, but my arm feels like lead. 0 of 72 stamina. Crap! The orc is about to kill me when an arrow lands in its shoulder and it cries out. Frederick uses paralyzing shot. The undead orc warrior is paralyzed. I see another arrow hit. It takes a whopping 25% health off the monster's HP bar. Whoa! I manage to recover a couple points of stamina and swing for an easy hit. It's down to 20% now. I use the last of my TP to rush it and stun its next attack, right before another arrow comes in to finish it off. We get a kill chain and both Gilly and I level from it. Congratulations, you have gained a level. You are now level 10. You have gained one attribute point. You unlock a new ability, Power Attack. Power Attack. Build your rage meter by landing and taking hits. Once full, you can unleash a deadly power attack. Can build up to 300% potency. My gauges are instantly replenished to full by my new level. If not, I'd probably be collapsing into the swamp from exhaustion. Talk about close, I say. Any drops? Asks the new guy, Frederick, as he nonchalantly strolls toward us, placing his bow across his back. He has pretty nice-looking gear for his level, and his bow is a +3. No wonder he was hitting so hard. I wonder if it's time to upgrade my weapon already. Yeah, the two of us nearly dropped dead, Gilly says snarkily. All thanks to you. Huh? Frederick says, clearly not understanding. Thanks for that paralyzing shot, I say. It was about to cream me. Yeah, no worries. Thanks for pulling it off me. I died out here and was trying to get back to my tombstone when I aggroed it. Are you guys here for the boss? You know where it is? Gilly asks. Yeah, it's close. I was trying to get to level 12 or so to see if I could take it on, but these things are pretty tough. If you're going after it, do you mind if I join you? I shrug. The more the merrier, I guess. Gilly sends me a PM. You sure, Reese? XP will be split three ways now. I consider it for a moment. Me. Well, if the boss is harder than these things, this guy will probably be good help. Gilly. Okay, just making sure. I know you're on a timeline. Plus, this is supposed to be a date, remember? Oh man, I completely forgot about that. Me. Sorry, I know it hasn't been too romantic. I promise to make it up to you. Gilly. You'd better. Gilly and I share a private grin before I turn to Frederick. Okay, let's go for the boss. You lead the way. Chapter 15. First Boss. We kill another zombie orc as a trio, and Frederick reaches level 9. I'm itching to see what this new power attack does, but my new rage meter only got up to 50% full from the battle. We come to an island that's sticking up out of the marsh. In the center is a small hut, and just in front of it is a slab of stone that's been turned into a crude-looking altar. Strapped to the altar and held down by vines is a girl that looks to be around 12. Sarah. Two zombie orcs with spears stand guard next to the altar. When I check them, I see they're both level 15. From out of the hut comes a third orc, but this one is apparently female and old, judging by the mop of stringy white hair that stems from its balding head. Orc Witch, level 17. Wielding magic as foul as her stench, this orc seeks a vessel for her true master to inhabit. The tribe that once banished her for her dark practices now serves as her undead guardians. Affinity, dark. The orc witch begins chanting over the young girl. Okay, so I guess we need to interrupt the ceremony to save Sarah, I say. Looks like it, Frederick agrees, and readies his bow. I'll snipe the witch from here before she can finish the spell. No, wait, Gilly says. There's another way to do this. We both look at her. Huh? If we kill the orcs and save Sarah, we only get credit for the main quest. But to get the bonus quest, we need to let it complete the summoning ritual so we can kill the true boss. How do you know all this? Frederick asks. Research, duh. I don't know, I say. Those three look tough enough as it is. I got an idea, Frederick says. Let me lure the guards to us. Then we can take them out one at a time. You can do that? I ask. That's how I normally kill stuff. It'll work, so long as the other one is looking the other way when I do it.
Okay, I say.
If we can kill the guards first, I'll run to the island and use Warcry on the boss when it's summoned, but then attack the witch. That way I can keep them both focused on me. If we can kill the witch fast enough, that'll leave us with just the boss to deal with.
Gilly doesn't look too convinced of this plan.
You'll be taking a lot of damage. I hope I have enough TP to heal you through all of that.
Me too, I say. And then I remember something.
Why don't you use this for the fight?
I remove the ring Val Helena gave me and offer it to her. She backs away from it like it's poison.
No way! I'm not taking that thing! Come on, Gilly. It gives plus 2% TP regen per second. If we're going to survive this fight, we're going to need every advantage.
Yes, but she gave it to you.
Who's she? Frederick asks. Don't ask, I say, looking at him, and then back to Gilly.
You can give it back right after.
She huffs, but I know she can see the logic in it.
Okay, fine, but just for this fight.
Makes me sick to think that big bimbo gave this to you.
She snatches the ring from me and puts it on.
Let's go.
Who's this big bimbo? Frederick asks.
Forget about it, I say. Just focus on pulling away those guards.
Okay, you got it, man.
Wait,
Gilly shouts. I almost forgot.
She recasts minor favor on the entire party and then regen on myself.
As soon as my TP recovers, go for it.
We wait 30 seconds for Gilly's gauge to cap it full, and then Frederick looses an arrow. It thunks into the nearest zombie orc for 20% damage. The orc growls, and then both of them rush toward us.
Oh, great, Gilly says in dismay. Off to a good start so far.
Sorry about that, guys, Frederick says.
Use your paralyzing shot on that same one, I shout.
I have to keep us focused.
I'll get the other one and try to kill it as fast as I can.
Okay,
Frederick says.
I'll throw an arrow or two your way as well if I can.
Sounds like a plan, Gilly says. Go get him, guys.
I run forward to intercept the second orc before it can reach Frederick.
Over here, meatbag!
The orc reacts to my war cry and changes direction. I draw first blood with an opening slash to its fat stomach, and then block its attack for a retaliation strike. To my chagrin, my two hits combined do only 10% damage.
This is going to be a tough fight, I yell.
Frederick manages to sink an arrow into the orc I'm fighting, taking away another 10%.
Yeah, no kidding. These things have some serious armor to them.
I take a stab to my chest armor from the orc in front of me, and my HP goes down to half.
Ow. They hit hard, too.
Hurry it up, guys,
Gilly shouts as she heals me.
That witch looks like she's almost done casting her spell.
That spurs me on. I get two more attacks in before the orc lands another blow. My rage meter hits 100%, and I'm tempted to use my power attack, but I save it instead. We have a couple more tough enemies to kill, and I don't want to waste it. I get the orc down to 50% when something amazing happens. I actually manage to step out of the way when it thrusts at me.
Congratulations, you have unlocked dodge. Your dodge skill increases by 0.4.
Woot woot! I shout, elated. My first actual dodge as a dodge tank. Guess that agility is really paying off.
Wouldn't go calling yourself a dodge tank just yet, sweetie pie,
Gilly says.
Meat tank, maybe.
Fine, I say. But I like you calling me sweetie pie better.
Hey, will you guys get serious?
Frederick shouts in a panic.
This thing is nearly to me and I'm out of TP for paralyzing shot.
Oh, crap. I give my orc another chop before using Warcry on the one Frederick is shooting.
Fight me, not him!
It responds, and I soon have two orcs clobbering me again. Gilly spams heals as Frederick chain-fires arrows. I try to use block and rush as much as I can, but my HP bar goes up and down like a yo-yo. I keep a steady eye on Gilly's TP and start to panic as I see it steadily decreasing, but every second I see it tick back with a small increment as the ring kicks in. We down the first orc, and then focus on the second.
The boss is spawning, Gilly shouts. Hurry!
Out of the corner of my vision, I see Sarah rise up off the altar, surrounded by swirling red and black energy.
Possessed Sarah. Level 22. A vengeful chaos spirit has inhabited this young girl's body. Kill both her and the orc witch
to rid these lands of its dark influence for good. Affinity. Dark.
Yikes, Frederick says. We gotta fight that?
Apparently. I chop away at the last orc and get him down to 20% before Frederick kills it with a volley of arrows. I'm down to 30% HP and 20% stamina, and Gilly's TP bar is nearly empty. Maybe we can rest before taking on the witch and Sarah, but when I turn to look, both monsters are approaching us. Sarah hovers over the dark water, moving at amazing speed, surrounded by an eerie red glow that matches her pulsing eyes. The witch stomps after her, plowing through the marsh a short distance behind. It's do or die time now.
Fight me!
I use the last of my TP on Sarah, pulling her toward me with a war cry. I then run past her and focus on the witch. Dark words mumbled from behind cause me to pause. I turn back toward Sarah just as a room-wide message appears.
Possessed Sarah readies Chaos Storm.
Oh, crap. Is that an AoE attack? We're probably all done for if that thing goes off. I turn back to use Rush on Sarah, but I'm too far away. Dark energy swirls around her, giving form to a huge shadow that appears to control Sarah's body like a puppet. An arrow hits Sarah in the back, taking away about 5% of her health.
Frederick uses Paralyzing Shot. Possessed Sarah is paralyzed.
Got a sliver of TP back, Frederick shouts. But that's my last one!
I need to kill the witch quick, so I can stun Sarah in case she uses that AoE attack again. The witch is about to cast a spell of some kind on Gilly. I check my rage meter and see it's now at 287%. I leap at the orc witch and release my power attack, sending a bright arc of light flashing from my blade as I cleave into her side. The monster's HP bar drops to 30%.
Whoa! Frederick shouts. Nice hit, dude!
Frederick follows up with an arrow while I take a rake from the witch's nasty claws.
Out of stamina!
Frederick shouts. I'm down to 15%. I give the witch a last hit, taking it down to 5% when my stamina runs out too.
No, not now.
Sarah glides over the dark water toward me. The shadow that encompasses her bears huge dark hands with red-tipped claws. I see Gilly's TP go up a tick, then drop back down to zero as she sends a heal my way. It washes over me like a bath from heaven. But then both the witch and Sarah turn to face Gilly, and both start casting spells.
Come on,
I urge my stamina up another tick, my sword feeling like an anvil in my hand. Finally, I'm able to take a swing and plunge my short sword into the witch's back.
You defeated the orc witch. You gain 1,000 experience points. Kill chain times 3. You gain 500 experience points. You find a witch's brooch on the orc witch. You find a gold beast coin on the orc witch. Gilly gains a level. Frederick gains a level. Congratulations, you have gained a level. You are now level 11. You have 2 attribute points to spend.
Yes!
All 3 of us are topped up to full health, stamina, and TP as we gain our levels. I charge into Sarah with a rush, interrupting her spell, and then follow up with a war cry for good measure. Her attention is clearly on me now, but when she does a double claw swipe, she takes me down to 20% health.
Holy cow!
Gilly boosts me back up with 3 heals, and I chop Sarah for 5% health. Frederick gives a volley of arrows that take her down another 10%. She claws me again, and I'm back down to 20%. And then she starts casting.
Possessed Sarah readies Chaos Storm.
Oh no.
Frederick, my stun is down. Hit it with your paralyze again. Got it,
he shouts back, and lands a clear shot. I take advantage of Sarah's paralyzed state to get in 3 good hits before she unfreezes and swipes at me again. Gilly heals me just before the claws hit, and my HP bar bounces dangerously close to 0 before it balances out at 15%. The boss is still at 65%.
Possessed Sarah readies Chaos Storm.
I'm still on cooldown, Frederick shouts.
I got it, I say, and hit Sarah with Rush, canceling the spell. I get a free hit in as Gilly tops me up.
Out of TP soon!
Man, I'm taking way too much damage. Wish I could dodge this stuff. I try to do so on the next set of attacks. I fail both times, but get a couple of skill ups in dodge in the process. My rage meter dings full at 105%. Whoa, I guess the big hits I took fill the meter quickly. I get another slash in as Gilly uses her last TP to heal me up.
I'm out, she shouts.
Frederick sends another powerful volley of arrows, and Sarah's health drops below 35%. I raise my shield for the next set of attacks. I take a pounding, dropping me down to 10%, but I get a block and a retaliation strike trigger. I unleash it with a power attack charged to 145%. The white arc of my blade cuts through the boss, my damage modified by the retaliation bonus. Sarah releases a horrid death cry as her HP bar disappears and falls into the swamp. The dark shadow surrounding her cries out in rage as it dissipates, and then finally disappears.
You defeated Possessed Sarah. You gain 2,000 experience points. You find a rusted key. Congratulations! You have completed the bonus quest for swamping for Sarah. Congratulations! You have earned the title Banisher of Chaos. You have received 500 bonus experience points. You have received 500 credits. Gilly gains a level. Frederick gains a level. Congratulations, you have gained a level. You are now level 12. You have gained one attribute point.
Damn, that was crazy awesome, Frederick shouts in victory. Crazy hard, too, but man, was it worth it.
I laugh in relief. I can't believe how hard my heart is pounding.
No kidding.
I come down from my high when I see poor Sarah face down in the swamp.
Too bad we had to kill the girl, though.
Does that mean we failed the main quest?
Follow me,
Gilly says. She runs up onto the banks of the small island. Frederick and I follow her to where she points at a small chest inside the hut.
Use the key we just got on that.
I grab the key out of the shared treasure pool, and it drops into my inventory. I then unlock the chest and wait for it to open.
You open a treasure box. You find 2 gold beast coins. You find a scroll of Raise 1, rare.
Wow, I say.
That's how you win both quests, Gilly says with a smile. We can raise Sarah. This is also how you obtain the raise spell, by the way. It's actually worth a lot of credits.
So are those beast coins, Frederick says. Like 1,000 credits each.
Dang. I had no idea adventuring could make so much money. I really was wasting my time in the mines. I give the scroll to Gilly.
Go for it, Gilly.
She opens the scroll, but then curses.
Ah, shoot! It's level 12! I'm 2 levels away!
Does that mean we lose? Frederick says.
How long will Sarah stay there?
I ask. Gilly shrugs.
It's an NPC, so I'm not sure.
I grin at both of them.
How fast do you think we can get Gilly 2 more levels?
They both grin in return. We take a victory lap of the swamps, mopping up stray orcs that go down as quick as the young black bears now. We get a kill chain going, and within 10 minutes, Gilly is level 12, Frederick is 11, and I'm knocking on 14. Gilly uses the scroll, and we head back to where Sarah was face down in the swamp. Thankfully, she's still there when we arrive. Familiar white light with feathers swirls around Sarah as Gilly casts rays on her. Sarah rises out of the swamp to stand once more.
Thank you so much, Sarah says. That was a terrible ordeal, but I'm free from that dark spirit now. Can you please guide me back home?
This triggers a mini escort quest, and we spend another 20 minutes coaxing Sarah out of the swamp while cleaning a path for her through the orcs. I'm halfway to level 15 by the time we exit the swamp and see her safely into the arms of her NPC grandparents.
You saved our granddaughter. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. You have completed the quest Swamping for Sarah. Congratulations. You have earned the title Swamp Savior. You have received 1,000 bonus experience points. You have received 1,000 credits. Congratulations. You have gained a level. You are now level 15. You have 1 attribute points to spend. You learn the passive ability, Double Attack. Double Attack. Your natural fighting prowess sometimes allows you to attack twice.
You did it, Reese!
Gilly shouts and hugs me.
You're level 15!
I almost can't believe it myself.
I didn't think I could do it in one day. and I definitely couldn't have without your help.
I hug her back, deeply.
Thanks so much, Gilly.
What?
Frederick says. 15 levels in one day? What are you, a pro gamer?
He's going to be, Gilly says with a laugh.
Hey, you guys want to do some more dungeons together?
Sorry, man, I say. I'm actually spent. And I am, both mentally and physically.
That's cool. You want to swap friend requests and team up tomorrow?
I look to Gilly, but she only shrugs. I think about what Val Helena said. Would he slow me down? But then again, there was no way we could have cleared that dungeon just now, with both the bonus quest and the boss, without him.
Sounds good, I say. But I'm on a bit of a weird career path. I'll be leveling an elemental mage to 5 next, and then thief to 15 after that.
Oh? Frederick looks puzzled.
He's going for ninja, Gilly says.
Frederick's eyes light up with understanding.
Ah, right. Cool. Well, hit me up if you need me then. That was the most fun I've had in a while.
Me too, I say. Though, to be honest, it's the most fun I've had, period. We exchange friend requests and divvy up the beast coins before Frederick is off on his way. I save the witch's brooch for Gilly.
Witch's brooch, level 17. Mind, plus 3. Intelligence, plus 3. Plus 30 TP. This mysterious brooch depicts a beetle with ruby wings. A faint aura can be felt exuding from it.
I trade it to her, and her eyes light up.
Wow! That's a really good item!
For when you level up, I say. She grins.
Oh, wait. I've got this for you, too.
She trades back Val Helena's ring.
Hopefully you'll give me one I can actually keep next time, she says with a playful wink.
I chuckle. I guess that means we're not official then, huh?
Nope,
she says.
But this does.
She leans into me and plants a kiss right on my lips. I'm so taken aback I barely respond enough to kiss her back. She pulls away with a huge smile.
I've been waiting to do that for ages.
I stare at her, dumbfounded.
Really?
She laughs.
Thanks for the date, Reese. Best one I've ever been on.
Well, it's the only one I've ever been on, but still, was mega fun.
I'm totally blushing now.
I'm gonna log off for the night. See you tomorrow for part 2.
Okay, good night. I wave bye to her like a doofus as she logs out. I'm left there grinning from ear to ear. I think I've just had the best day of my life. I log off, still giddy, and collapse onto my mattress, reflecting on the time I just had in-game. It's all so new and wonderful. The progression of my character, the developments with Gilly, all of it has left a smile permanently plastered on my face. It's only when my mom coughs from out in the living room that my spirits dampen and I'm pulled back into reality again. I feel a pang of guilt in my stomach. Was it even right to have this much fun? I almost don't want the answer. No matter what, I've got to keep focused. I have to remember why I'm doing all of this. I take a deep breath to clear my head, and then get up to check on my mom. Chapter 16. Uneasy. I log in early the next morning to do some quick admin before breakfast. I pay for a couple months' rent in advance and restock on meds for Mom. Then I head to the kitchen where Mom's waiting and order us up a semi-extravagant breakfast of cinnamon rolls with butter and hot coffee, just like she likes. The meal sets us back 100 credits a pop, but that's easily affordable now, even with just the earnings I got from leveling last night. Mom's eyes go wide as I set the plate down in front of her.
Is it my birthday or something?
I grin as I fake hobble to the other end of the table with Mud and Jeff.
I kind of got a new job.
Oh? Doing what?
Darn. I was kind of hoping she wouldn't probe, so I wouldn't have to lie too much. I stall for time by digging into a cinnamon roll.
It tastes amazing.
Even for a cheap nanoprocessor like the one we have. It's like a little slice of heaven to me.
Well, I was listening to Mike, I say between bites. About how getting a real job could pay more, you know? And I kind of found one.
Yeah?
It's a small company. I try to be as honest as possible with her. Valhalla's guild is kind of small, isn't it? But there's opportunity to move up the ranks, which is pretty good. I got a bit of a signing bonus, too, as you can taste. That gets a laugh out of her. In a few weeks, I might be able to earn some really decent money, too. Enough to afford you the best surgery possible, I want to say. But that will have to wait until I can actually afford it.
So you won't be playing Crystal Shards anymore? I thought you really loved it there.
Good old Mom. She really knows me best. Man, it sucks having to lie to her, but it's for the best. Well, I'll still be on Crystal Shards from time to time, but work will have to come first now. She nods.
I see. Which reminds me, could you let Mike know? I can't really have him yanking me out of my rig when I'm at work.
My mom's eyes drift off to someplace else as she thinks.
I actually haven't seen him come home yet. Have you heard from him?
The thought immediately irks me. Here Mom is, dying, and she's worried to death about him? All that selfish jerk can do is think about himself. I almost lie to cover for him, just for Mom's sake, but my anger gets the best of me. No, I haven't heard from him.
Oh, she says a bit sadly. I hope he's okay.
What is it you think he does out there? I ask bluntly. I don't think he works. Mom only sighs.
I'm sure it's something important, whatever it is.
I really feel like punching Mike now. He has Mom believing some fantasy about what he's doing, because the truth would probably kill her. What the heck is he doing down there in the hub? And why does he act like such a jerk all the time?
He loves you very much, you know, Mom says out of the blue. He really wants what's best for you.
He has a funny way of showing it, I almost let slip. But then I remember that Mom, knowing that Mike and I are at peace, will bring her peace of mind as well, even if it brings me none.
Yeah, I'm sure he does, I say.
But my words come out bitter and false. After breakfast and getting my mom set up for the day, I log in to see a message from Gilly. It immediately changes my mood. I'm a bit excited as I open it, but am equally disappointed when I read it. From Gilly.
Hey, Reese, bad news. I'm not going to be able to log in until very late today. My family and I need to head down to the hub to buy some stuff. But don't wait for me to level. Get to work. I expect you to be a ninja by the time I get back. Hugs and kisses. Gilly.
Her message makes me smile. Gilly really is the best. It's not the first time she's mentioned her family, but she's never really gone into much detail about who they are or what they do. It makes me feel a bit guilty that she knows so much about me, but I've never really taken the time to ask her much about herself. I've never asked about who she is beyond the game. I make a mental note to do so the next time we meet. I log into Nazgar and spend the next couple hours leveling Elemental Mage from 1 to 5. It's by far the most boring thing I've done to date in-game. After unlocking the class at the Mage's Guild in North Timberdale, I learn the one spell they give you for free, Earth Crush. It's a ranged attack that does moderate damage and costs about 10 TP to cast. I spend the morning distancing myself from the mobs and chain-casting Earth Crush until I kill them. Super boring. To me, anyway. At level 3, I get Earthbind, which is a root spell that holds monsters in place for a few seconds. This helps me take on bigger things, like the young black bears. I actually manage to kill one, but it takes me ages, and I come close to dying when the bear hits me for nearly all my HP. Thankfully, I'm level 5 by then, and my days as a mage are over. I'm sure the class must be awesome to some people, but staying in the back line just doesn't suit me. It's not as heart-pumping, I guess. Or maybe I'm just an idiot who likes to take blows to the head every once in a while. I dump all my extra points into agility and dex in preparation for my next real job, thief. I then head back into town and look for the NPC that issues the thief class, only to realize that I don't really know where the thief's guild is. I don't even know if there is one. I hit up the Ragnarok chat to see if anyone there knows. I'm sure someone must. RNG Reese. Hey guys, do you know where I have to go in Timberdale to unlock Thief? I don't get a response, but it's early, so perhaps no one else has logged in yet.
RNG Jax.
Head to the markets and look for an NPC next to the dude selling fish.
RNG Reese.
Cool, thanks.
RNG Jax.
Grats, by the way. Heard you got Warrior to 15 already.
RNG Reese.
Yeah, thanks.
RNG Jax.
Looks like you might be able to catch up to us in time to fight the Beast Kings after all.
After all? Was there some betting pool against me?
RNG Reese. Thanks.
I think. I head to the markets. The crowd here is thin of players. I guess everyone has to take a break from playing Crystal Shard sometime. I spot the NPC Jax was talking about. It's a stereotypical halfling wearing a hooded vest and padded armor named Schmitty. I probably could have spotted him as the thief class NPC even without Jax's help. As I approach, Schmitty beckons to me.
Hey, could you do me a favor, lad?
Sure, I say.
You have been offered a quest. Jailbreak.
Excellent,
Schmitty says.
I've got a friend who's had a nasty run-in with the magistrate. He could surely use a helping hand to get an early release, if you know what I mean.
Okay. I laugh at the dialogue.
Help how?
Glad you asked.
The halfling produces a key.
I do this personally, but let's just say I had a nasty run-in with the magistrate not too long ago myself. A fresh face like you would barely turn a head.
He then points toward the city center.
Head down to the garrison and slip past the guards to reach the stockades. Give this key to the fella in cell number 3.
Cell number 3. Got it.
You have accepted the quest. Jailbreak. Avoid the city guards and deliver the cell key to Schmitty's friend. You have received a small cell key.
Good luck, mate,
Schmitty says.
And if you get caught, you don't know me.
I smile. Seems like a fun, easy quest. The garrison is at the center of the city, within a small keep. An indicator on my mini-map shows me which way to go. When I reach it, I see that the main gate to the garrison is wide open. The guards outside seem to be on a set pattern of rotation. It's dead easy to wait until they turn their backs for a second. When they do, I slip by and into the keep. I repeat the process a couple more times until I get to the back of the keep, where the cell blocks are. I see 3 thick wooden doors with a small slot to deliver food in each one. I drop the key through the slot of the door marked number 3, and a gruff voice says,
"Good on you, mate. Give old Schmitty my thanks."
Quest objective updated. Sneak out of the garrison and return to Schmitty to let him know the job is done. I do so easily and have another chat with Schmitty when I arrive.
"Well done, mate," Schmitty says. "If you're ever in the need for a hustle, come look me up anytime."
Congratulations, you have completed the quest Jailbreak. Congratulations, you have earned the title Jailbreaker. You have received 100 experience points. You have received 100 credits. Congratulations, you can now become a thief.
I laugh at how easy that was. I hope obtaining ninja will be as easy as this, but I have a feeling it won't be. I change classes to Thief and take a look at my new stats.
Reese. Class, Thief. Level, 1. Strength, 6. Dexterity, 20. Agility, 23. Intelligence, 4. Mind, 6. Vitality, 8. HP, 22 of 22. Stamina, 18 of 18. TP, 13 of 13.
My dex and agility seem to be coming along nicely. I'm eager to see how they perform on a class that's actually built to use them. I dash over to the auction board to pick up some new gear. I reuse my leather armor from Warrior, since it's still all I can wear at level 1, but I purchase 2 daggers, a cheap level 1 dagger for about 30 credits, and a top-notch dagger plus 3 for when I hit level 8 that sets me back 1,500. If Gilly and I go adventuring in that swamp again, a weapon like this should really help out. I hit the forest to take on some of the wildlife and am immediately disappointed with the results. It doesn't feel much different than the warrior, except I hit for much less damage than I did with my short sword. And I have less hit points when I get hit by the stupid rabbits. What the heck, man? I grumbled to myself. I thought this was supposed to be better.
Maybe you should try actually avoiding the hits instead of standing there like your Val Helena.
I stiffen and glance over my shoulder to see Aiko standing right behind me. I jump half a foot in fright, and she laughs at me with her creepy cackle.
Did I scare you?
She gives me a wicked-looking grin that makes her violet eyes sparkle.
Sorry about that, pretty boy.
I'm still lost for words as I recover from the surprise visit. But even when I do find some, I find myself taken aback by Aiko's statuesque elven form. She's much shorter than Val, and just a bit taller than me. Her deep blue bob matches her dark ninja garb perfectly, accentuated now by a red scarf that billows away from her neck with a wind of its own. Hanging from her curvy hips are two dagger-like blades about the same size as my short sword. She stands there with her arms crossed, leering at me with a smile that tugs suggestively on her black painted lips. I don't know what to make of her. Where Gilly is definitely cute and lovable, and Val Helena is powerful and imposing, this woman is like the living embodiment of sex itself. I half wonder if she has some kind of secret stat for it. But still, that jacked up laugh of hers has me cringing every time.
You should try moving more, Aiko says in her sing-song voice. Agility-based classes allow you to do that. What is yours, by the way?
Thief?
I meant, what's your agility, pretty boy?
Oh, 23.
Not bad.
You'll need a lot more than that to tank Volnar,
but it's a start.
How much do you have? I ask. She winks.
Enough to tank Volnar. Why not give those rabbits another shot? At 23 agility, you should have slightly more responsiveness than you would in real life.
Okay, I say, and tackle another hare.
Don't try to hit it. Just practice avoiding its attacks.
I nod and do so. I wait for the hare to spring up, and then shift. The forest hare misses you. Your evasion skill increases by 0.3. Whoa! That seemed much easier than before. I get it to miss me a couple more times, and get another skill up before I finish it off with my dagger.
That's because you were dodging before. All classes get dodge. It's an active skill that uses stamina.
But agility-based classes like Thief and Ninja get evasion as a passive ability. You can bob and weave through easy attacks and save your dodge for the tough ones. Of course, knowing which ones to bob and which ones to dodge is a bit of an art. So is that how you dodge tank? Aiko grins at me.
A small part of it, perhaps. I'll have to teach you more if you're going to join me in a month's time. But you're off to a good start.
Oh, crap. I wonder if I should mention my deal with Val Helena. But I don't want to tick her off, either.
You should really consider streaming your progress, you know. I have tons of viewers who are begging me to join you just so they can watch you level.
I forgot about her live stream. Are you streaming right now?
Of course, she says. You're not shy now, are you?
How can I not be? The thought of a million people watching me gawk at her is embarrassing enough, but how am I supposed to break it to her that I'm going to join Val Helena for the world boss in front of an audience? I fear the kind of reaction that would be caught on camera for that one.
It's great secondary income, too, Aiko says. Not that you'll need it once we take down Volnar. Come on, I'll show you a great spot where you can level up your thief.
Aiko invites you to join her party. Do you accept? Y. N. My heart skips a beat as I hesitate. I wasn't expecting to run into this today. Suddenly I start getting messages from a million random people at once. Wilhelm.
Yo, what are you waiting for, man?
Dressy.
Join her!
Althena.
Join her, please. I want to see you level up, hot stuff.
Injinho.
Dude, you know how many guys would kill to be you right now? This is Aiko.
Cuckoo Club.
Hurry up, LOL.
Crap, what am I going to do?
Come on,
she says again with a playful smile.
I'm not going to bite. I just want to show you a secret area. You'll thank me later, I promise.
Injinho.
Dude, WTH is wrong with you. Go! Go!
Okay, fine, I say, and hit yes. Immediately, my stomach sours like I just made a huge mistake. This won't take too long, right? Not unless you want it to, Aiko says with another wink. And then she laughs with that cackle of hers.